Actually, I haven't seen her. Sorry.
Well, I kind of like her. She's nice. And I just wanted to hang out with her some more. Can you tell her that, if you see her?
Sure, I said, giggling uncontrollably. If I see her, I'll tell her.
Thanks.
No prob. We both laughed so hard it hurt. Brandon had a really wicked sense of humor, and nothing seemed to faze him at all. I really liked that about him. He took off the rat head and handed it to me. I think this thing belongs to you. Unfortunately, it does. I took it from him and shoved it under my arm. Can I ask you a really personal question? He asked. Brandon's mood suddenly seemed to have changed, and he was gazing at me super serious. I hesitated for a moment. I had no idea what he was going to ask me. Yeah, sure. Why does this thing smell so bad? Woo! He scrunched up his nose and narrowed his eyes like they were stinging from the odor. We cracked up laughing again. Brandon and I walked back to the building, and Chloe and Zoe met us at the door. They both looked a little upset, and I just knew they were going to tell me off. I really deserved it.
Nikki, why didn't you tell us when Brandon asked you to the dance? Chloe said.
Yeah, we could have helped out with the ballet party, so you could have been at the dance the entire time, Zoe added.
We're your BFFs. I can't believe you didn't let us help you, Chloe said, looking at me kind of sad.
I got a lump in my throat and felt like crying again. Couldn't believe they were actually upset because I hadn't let them help me.
You're right, I should have told you both. I guess I didn't want to burden you with all my problems. Nikki, have you lost your mind? That is just about the stupidest thing I've ever heard you say.
Yeah, you must be suffering from oxygen deprivation or something from wearing that rat head. Because you are talking like a crazy person, Zoe added. I could not believe they said that to me. Chloe and Zoe are the best friends ever. They both came up to me and gave me a big hug.
We forgive you, but if you ever do something like this again, we'll personally force you to listen to a Jessica Simpson CD, Chloe said.
For 2 whole hours, Zoe added. I think the punishment is a little extreme, but I promise I'll never do this again, I giggled.
By the way, those little girls really love you, Chloe gushed. They said they want Mr. Rat to come to their party next year, too.
And guess what? Chloe has come up with the coolest little keepsake for them to remember you by, Zoe said excitedly.
Actually, I got the idea from my new book, The Secret Life of a Teenage Party Planner, Chloe explained. But I'm going to need Brandon and Zoe to help out.
I thought it was a really cute and creative idea, too. It took a lot of patience, but Brandon managed to take a very special picture with Chloe's new BlackBerry while Zoe went around collecting email addresses for each of the ballet girls' families. Then, thanks to Chloe's super quick fingers, by the time everyone arrived home, they all had a special little surprise waiting in their email inboxes. I'm sure the girls loved it. It was a picture of me in my rat costume with all the girls. Brandon is such an awesome photographer. Even though there was still technically 92 minutes left, everyone pretty much assumed the dance was over. We were all just waiting around for the official announcement. Principal Winston met with the chaperones for a few minutes and then walked over and whispered something to Violet. Violet nodded to Principal Winston and picked up the microphone.
May I have your attention? I have an announcement to make on behalf of Principal Winston.
He says he's aware that our dance is technically not over yet. However, he has asked that I inform you all that due to the unexpected disruption, effective immediately, we need to get this party started! Anyway, the second half of the Halloween dance was even more fun than the first half. I almost freaked out when Mackenzie came up and told me the Halloween dance totally rocked. She said I had done a really great job as chairperson. Of course, she took partial credit for the success and insisted that I thank her publicly because none of it would have happened if she hadn't resigned. Sometimes I think her severe lip gloss addiction has damaged her brain cells. That girl is so incredibly vain. Then when I asked Mackenzie if she had a date for the dance, she totally lied about it. She started bragging that her date was actually the lead singer of the band that was about to come on stage, and since she was going to be busy the rest of the night, she was hanging out with her BFF Jessica, whose date, BTW, was also in the band. I was really shocked to learn that two respected CCP girls like Mackenzie and Jessica were using the old "my date's a band member" trick. How pathetic was that? Anyway, the lead singer, Theodore L. Squagmire III, was really happy to hear that bit of news, especially since he'd wanted to ask Mackenzie but was pretty sure she was going to say no. When Brandon asked me to dance during a slow song, I thought I was going to die. It was so totally romantic. OMG! My stomach had so many butterflies, I thought I was going to have to grab Mackenzie's cute little $600 Dolce & Gabbana purse and use it as a barf bag. But the biggest surprise of the night was that Brandon and I were voted cutest couple by my BFFs, Chloe and Zoe. Which is kind of weird because at this point, we're just friends and still getting to know each other. It's not like we're a real couple yet. At least I don't think so. Unless he thinks we are, but I don't know it. But I'm pretty sure he doesn't. Unless I'm wrong. OMG, what if I'm right? What if he really likes me and thinks we're a couple? Only I don't know it yet. Wait a minute. I'd be the first person to know it. Wouldn't I? Duh. I'm such a dork.